Before we start the show, I'm about to say some things, and I didn't run it past my attorney, so disclaimer time. The views are those of my own and my own alone. These are my stories of my actual time at a Fortune 500 corporation. These are my stories. Don't sue me. Now let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose A. Newha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. So listen, it's real late and I'm about to drop some piping hot tea. Now, right now, the trial of Derek Chauvin, George Floyd's, at this time, alleged murderer, is underway. And even though the evidence is quite clear, and there should be no reasonable doubt that three grown-ass men laid on top of this man, choking him to death during 9+ minutes, which for the beginning part, he cried out saying, "I can't breathe," and calling for his mama. That should be enough for everyone to agree that Derek need to be up under the jail. But I digress. Because see, we're going to take it back to the summer of 2020. Picture it, Atlanta, Georgia. The panoramic is in full effect, but it's Atlanta, so it wasn't quite clear that it was a panoramic to begin with. Now, Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed in the back by, you know, some whites that wanted to kill an unarmed black man for sport. And although this happened towards the end of Black History Month, the news didn't break with the video until about mid-May. Then, on May 25th, 2020, the world watched the public killing of George Floyd. And quickly, the Negroes got outraged. And just as quickly, the companies started posting that they care about black lives. That black lives mattered. Now, these are the companies, not all the people inside the companies believe that black lives matter, but that's a whole nother story. And so these companies rushed to figure out how to throw some money and some social media posts to get the blacks to calm down, because, you know, everybody had taken to the streets for the most part. Now, that was on the outside. Now, what I'm about to tell you about today is what went down on the inside at the Coca-Cola company. And I'm gonna share with you how all my little outspoken shenanigans was clearly limiting to my career at the Coca-Cola company. All right, so May 25th was a Monday. And it was Memorial Day. So I was chilling on the inside of my apartment in Atlanta, Georgia, because I believed that COVID was real, okay? The news broke that evening, and as much as I didn't want to watch what was happening to George Floyd, I was glued to this news because the protests had broke out in a way I had never seen before. And I have been in my fair share of protest when I was in undergrad. But I ain't never seen nothing like this. It was quite amazing. Now, fast forward to Wednesday. I'm going to start there. Because Tuesday, it was like a whole week of crickets in one day. And so when I had my one-on-one with Harriet, I had a great conversation with her. And I was like, why isn't anybody saying anything? Why isn't leadership saying anything? We just going to act like none of this shit is happening. And then she was like, well, I don't know what to say. So I told her, I said, it's very simple. Just, you know, hey, you might be affected by this. I'm here to talk to you about it if you'd like. If not, it's okay. I just want to make sure you're okay. I want you to know that you're seen and you're heard. It's that simple. Acknowledge my humanity. And child, that's when Harriet got her name, Harriet, after that conversation. Because she sprung into action. And I started calling her Harriet. That was Wednesday. Fast forward to Friday morning. So it's a whole week of protest and crickets from my coworkers. It was like, do-do-do. We just going to send these emails and we going to have these meetings and we got projects and we got a mitigation for COVID and what we going to do and let's run around and let's act like nothing is happening. I mean, people are talking about weather and how they miss not going on vacation. You know, like Black folks and allies aren't taken to the street every fucking night. Like buildings aren't burning down. Like we not all watching the news. Like the whole world isn't imploding. Just ain't nothing happening. And when I tell y'all the silence was deafening, you could hear a pin drop. So now every Friday we have this Coca-Cola North America sparkling team call. Well, Coca-Cola North America is now a dead entity. Remember, restructure. Coca-Cola North America don't even exist anymore. Like CCNA is what we used to say. So the sparkling team out of Coca-Cola North America marketing would get together on Fridays. So I jump on this team call and I see my friend who I had previously worked with at another employer. So we friends outside of work. And so I see her come on the screen and then I go off mute and I'm like, hey T. And then she pings me in the chat and she's like, girl, I can't stop crying. And when she said that, I just broke. I mean, I just couldn't hold it. And I was about to cut my camera off. But something inside of me said, fuck that shit. You gonna see these tears today. And I left that camera on. Now what I do that for? Now in hindsight, if I really was serious about growing my career at the Coca-Cola company, I would have turned my camera off and I would have stayed silent. But no. Mm-mm. This nigga had fans. And so the fans encouraged dialogue, which then made me think, oh, I should speak up. I'm a leader. So I spoke up on this call and I said to all the people leaders on the call exactly what I had said to Harriet. Say something. Acknowledge our humanity. Don't just not say anything because you're afraid that you're going to say the wrong thing. Not saying anything is worse than saying the wrong thing, because at least if you say the wrong thing to me, at least you acknowledge my humanity. And I mean, you know, still I'm composing myself at this point because it's towards the end of the call. And I felt like I got all this positive feedback. It was like applause. Yay, yay. Rah, rah, rah. Sis, boom, bah. Yay, Felicia. Thank you for the insight. It's so great. I even had one of the people leaders reach out to me and said, I want to be your mentor. I just really love you. I'm like, oh, like, word? Okay. Again, fans, don't be fooled by fans. Okay. And mind you, people do have the best intentions. So let me level set. Because if some of my coworkers hear this, they might get their little feelings hurt. Don't get y'all little feelings hurt. This is literally just the culture. And people can have the best intentions, but they just don't turn out, I don't know, in a way that matches what my best possible outcome is for me, right? So again, don't be fooled by it all. And definitely don't be fooled by the fans. Because even the president of the team at the time, it was so appreciative and, you know, spent some time talking to me and wanted to learn more and all this stuff. But then when it came time for me to try to save myself in this little restructure, he wouldn't even let his admin schedule time for me. And she tried because she loves me. Because, you know, I make friends with the admins and she was amazing. So again, don't be fooled. Now, when we come back from the break, I share what I emailed to the CEO in response to his email to the company about the George Floyd incident. Yeah, and that fandom gave me courage to do this. Dumb, dumb, dumb. But stay tuned. All right. So as y'all heard, Chris put me on blast the last episode of season 4 and pretty much said, you gonna ask these people for help and you gonna start this Patreon. So I started a Patreon page, working on additional content. Go on over to patreon.com/TrillNBA Show. And become a patron and help us make more dope content to help us survive and thrive in corporate America. All right, so I don't even know what kind of ruckus I'm about to start with this, but listen, y'all need to know the truth. So on Saturday, May 30th, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Protest, 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 silence, 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 silence. Oh, the CEO sends us an email. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but I'm going to read you what prompted me to send him an email response. So it starts out. Coca-Cola shares the city of Atlanta's proud legacy of advancing civil rights and promoting equality. Our hearts break when we see our communities in pain throughout the United States and especially in our company's hometown. We stand as one with our employees, business partners, and communities in rejecting racism and discrimination. We share their anger, fear, sadness, and disappointment over the lack of progress in protecting Black Americans and people of color from acts of racism and injustice. We strive for an inclusive world where all voices are heard. Coca-Cola joins Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and community leaders across North America in the call for peaceful protests with purpose. We reject all forms of violence and destruction. Through voting, peaceful protest, community activism, and volunteerism, the people of our company can help create the changes our communities need. We can all play a role and make a difference. And I was like, so you gonna tell me how to protest? That's what I heard. And what's this proud legacy of advancing civil rights? I guess you're not talking about that 2000 discrimination lawsuit Coke settled. Because, you know, it's the South where the racism plays the best. So that evening, after I did the gut check, because I was like, this don't feel right. This feels like coded language to tell me how I can react and what I can do, you know, giving me the bounds and parameters because I'm a Coke employee. So I emailed him back and I said, I'm new to the Coca-Cola company and I love my experience. My manager, Harriet, is definitely one of the top three best managers in my career. That's facts. I joined in October as a senior brand manager for CCNA Sparkling. I manage Fresca, Seagram's, and CCNA mixing strategy and spirits partnerships. Prior to joining the Coca-Cola company, I worked for, can't name these companies, legal things. My love for this organization will not allow me to ignore or be indifferent to the communication below. I'm sending this note in the spirit of our leadership framework, specifically be the role model, leaning into the following pillars. 1, build an environment of trust and safety. Assume positive intent in everyone. Create an environment where it's okay for someone to be imperfect. Be approachable and empathetic. Understand the power of your words. Encourage people to take smart risks and have their backs if they fail. Help them learn and make it better next time. And 2, seek the right outcome, not the comfortable one. Be courageous. Make the tough decisions required for the long term. Sustainable growth. Speak up and help the business make informed choices. Channel your energy into positive momentum for progress. Don't let bottlenecks, bureaucracy, or failure stop you. Help people make effective decisions without delay. Doesn't that all sound wonderful? And that really is the leadership framework. That just really don't apply, but okay. It's aspirational. Then I wrote, I know in my heart that the email below was sent with the best of intentions. In a small way, I appreciate that you did not remain silent after a week of silence. I didn't write that part, but I was thinking it. With that said, as a Black woman, this message was painful to read. It's so painful that I cannot in this moment articulate this pain in a way that would be productive, impactful, and heard. My proposed solution with our leadership behaviors in mind. Connect with reverse mentors, one Black woman and one Black man. Hold a couple of safe space meetings with complete and raw honesty to have a dialogue and allow us to explain why people, specifically Black people, will be offended by the below email. I'm happy to serve as one of the mentors. I would also like to nominate, and I named one of my coworkers. Now see, this was wrong because I just sent him a note afterwards, be like, oh yeah, I just throw your name up in here because I was like, why not? And then I said, I also understand that you may be more comfortable with other colleagues in which you have closer relationships. My only hope is that you have the real conversation as to why the below email's impact does not match its intention. We are all humans doing our best. I am happy to help and serve in every way I can. Sincerely, Felicia and Rose Nuha. Now listen, when I tell you that is masterfully written, I was very proud of this piece of work, but I knew, I was like, this is either going to be career limiting or this is going to be a great opportunity for some exposure. I didn't know which one. But subsequently, there were conversations had. He did email me back on that one, so that was good. But in the end, what really changed? His team learned how to make his communication more palatable for a broader audience. And I left the company for a promotion somewhere else. Remember, this is the same man who told the company we are going to hire the best talent in the context of our diversity goals that are aspirational. I wrote about that. Read my LinkedIn article. Again, humans have the best of intentions, guys. And these companies are only just a bunch of human beings trying to do the best they can. And I don't know what gets in the way. I don't know what stops us from doing the really right things, the really hard and right things. I mean, we go so far to say, here's the behaviors of a leader. And then for some reason, that just doesn't really trickle down and translate all the way through. Why? Because we're human. That's why. And so what happens is things don't get done. Change doesn't actually happen. You get a lot of lip service, but no one's really serious enough about making change where they're going to put their job on the line. At the end of the day, they are only trying to placate all the stakeholders, which he mentioned in that email, if you noticed. And for Coke, it's about selling more beverages. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just you don't get caught up in believing the hype. Okay? Don't do it. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to explain to you why you should not waste your energy doing the black shit at work when we get back. The Trill MBA Show is happy to announce a partnership with a fantastic organization named Juno. Juno uses the power of group buying to help people get lower interest rates on new student loans and student loan refinancing. So if you're like me and you got a bunch of student loans and the interest rate is high, Juno can help you get lower interest rates so you can pay off your student loans faster. Listen, I am so excited about this. Why? Because Juno is completely free. It is a free resource. You have no obligation to take the offered deals. Juno gives power back to us, the borrowers, and allows us to take ownership of our financial future. I am so excited about this partnership. And the process to becoming a member is simple, and it only takes 2 minutes. So check out the link in the show notes to learn more and get lower interest rates on your student loans, y'all. Let's save this money, okay? Now back to the show. So now, after George Floyd, quickly companies started appointing their best blacks to lead the internal work for social justice change, right? And Coke was no different. So, of course, believing the hype, I raised my hand to help. I want to be the change I seek. Yes, I'm in this thing. So they appointed these leaders in a social justice committee. They were all, you know, senior people in the organization, most of them black, doing the black shit. And had been with the company numbers of years, blah, 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 right? So they're doing this work. I can't even imagine what conversations they had to endure, right? But they decided to also bring in some junior people like myself, you know, junior executives, to come and be in a group called Social Justice Ambassadors. I mean, we even had our own teens group. It was great. Now, your girl was only allowed to meet twice. The first meeting, we spent all this time with intros and pleasantries, and we really gonna get to work, and we really gonna do this, and we gotta know each other and trust each other and build relationships. Because, again, yes, rah, rah, rah culture, right? Gotta build relationships. Check, got it. It felt good. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna do something. I like all these people. Yes. So the second meeting was like weeks later. And they're showcasing this allyship guide. And that's it, just the guide. No deployment strategy. We're just trying to get the guide approved. And so we want to get y'all's input before we send it up the chain to get approved. Now don't get me wrong, this allyship guide was pretty dope actually. But you know me and my overly eager, ambitious self. I wanted to see more. I mean, Coke's arch nemesis in the beverage world had put out a whole infographic promising all these big dog dollars and next years upon years plan of what we doing for the black community, how we invest in blah, 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 blah. And so I was like, look, we ain't got to do nothing externally, but when we gonna see what we doing internally? Like, what is the holdup? Like, I mean, this is weeks and weeks and weeks, right? Now, mind you, benefit of the doubt, right? I don't know what they was doing. I don't know what the holdup was. I can only imagine it was a bunch of people in a bunch of meetings, worried, concerned. There were also a bunch of people, Trump supporters, who was pissed and concerned. So it was a lot of babysitting, hand-holding, placating. I'm sure it was just a bunch of shit for these people. I don't envy them. But here's where I broke a rule from How to Win Friends and Influence People. In that public forum, by asking this, questioning, what we doing? How can I help? I want to move this along. I want to see it done faster. I want change and I want it now, right? I didn't allow these leaders to save face, right? These leaders that were leading this work stream. And the sad thing was, y'all, I didn't even realize it because this meant so much to me. And I genuinely just wanted to help because I was like, maybe if you have more hands, and I'm a good executor, I can execute. I'm good at getting a group of people together and driving consensus quickly. That's what makes me a good brand manager and a good marketer. And at that point, I also hadn't helped with anything except be on these two meetings and then go back and forth, you know, with my good diplomacy, with my Trump-loving coworkers on Yammer, right? Talking about riots. So that's a whole nother, child, that's a whole nother tea about Yammer. Stay tuned for that because, woo, the Yammer tea is hot. Now, that going back and forth on Yammer and, you know, being visible and vocal, again, fans, people would send me notes. I'm like, Felicia, I just love how you speak so eloquently and you just inspire me, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But who gonna go tell the higher ups they need to keep me? That's all I'm asking. I'm just wondering, like, was anybody gonna do that? I mean, okay. Again, shit that don't help your career, right? Now, mind you, I didn't think I had said anything wrong until a week after this meeting, Harriet, who was also an ambassador and on the call, she gives me the following feedback. So next time, maybe you want to just talk directly with the leader, you know, instead of like saying this in public. And then it hit me. Oh, shit. But y'all, I ain't really understand how bad this was. So I sent an email apologizing because from Harriet's feedback, I was like, let me do some damage control. So I sent this email apologizing. Never got a response back. I was like, oh, I must have really pissed some people off. Okay, well, that's fine. And then after that, I noticed that I was left off of emails because, see, some of the fans were asking me, like, are you coming to this meeting? You know, where are you? Did you get this email? And there were other emails going out I was left off of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was simply excluded from shit. Okay. And some people might dispute that and say, no, that's not what happened. Listen, I don't know what really happened. All I know is my experience was I was excluded from some shit. So I don't know. Fine. Because I had made a rule from the last job that I was not going to be doing black shit at work because it's just a bunch of work that doesn't help you progress in your career most of the time. So unless it's a promotion attached to it or more money, then don't do that shit. Just don't. Even if you're passionate about it, stay focused. Get your money, get your promotions. Do what you came here to do. Because you trying to be the messenger, you're just going to get shot. Okay, but now get this though. Fast forward to January of 2021. So this is from like June, July to a whole 6 months later. I'm on my way out. Now I know I'm out. It's fine. And in fact, at this point, I'm on the verge of getting another offer anyway. So whatever. So this leader that never responded to my email asked to meet up with me. And I was like, oh, sure. Oh, okay. I was like, And our meeting was cordial. And this person is amazing. Actually, I really have a lot of respect for them. And they kind of broke down to me what was happening and the BS they were dealing with because of the company's culture, right? As they were even trying to push for change. But the most interesting nugget that came out of that conversation, come to find out, this person wasn't offended by what I had said in that meeting. But because of this rah-rah, sis, boom, bye, mediocre-ass culture, a bunch of people emailed this person saying things like, oh my God, I don't know why Felicia is talking about you that way. You're doing an amazing job. We're so grateful for you. I don't know why she's ungrateful. Like, she just doesn't get it. And you're doing all this great work. Like, don't even listen to her. I don't know why Felicia would say this. Blah, 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 blah. Now, y'all know I was extremely appreciative of any Black person that's going to stand up and go through the BS of being in these meetings and trying to get this work done. Come on. Come on. Seriously? They on some bullshit. But I should have known that from jump. Because you gotta read the company culture. And honestly, I should have just kept my mouth shut and not really been involved. But that's neither here nor there, right? I just wanted to push for change. And this idea that these big companies, you know, we have to change slowly because we can't change quick. And I'm just like, that's bullshit. Because if the board of directors came in and said, we got to do this and we got to do it now, guess what happens? Gets done real quick. But for this, for some reason, we gotta take our time and, you know, cold culture, and we gotta win hearts and minds. You mean tell me you gotta win hearts and minds around, hey, Black people should be treated equally? Okay. But again, these big companies are just microcosms of this whole fucking country, right? So, yeah, you might have to go slow. But again, that's the whole problem with this whole fucking country. So now, from the summer to basically in October, they unveiled a plan. And mind you, all these other companies, plans was coming out left and right every day. And mind you, a lot of these plans are just check the boxes. I don't think Coke is much different. And some people might be offended by me saying that. But listen, when you look at this whole org just went through this restructure, and they let a bunch of people of color, of all colors, all kinds of colors, walk out the door. Now what? So you went from not that great in your diversity goals to way worse? Okay. Right? Because diversity targets are merely aspirational anyway, right? Not much we can do about it. I'm going to hire the best talent. And again, Coke is just an example. All these companies are doing the same exact fucking behavior. You should hear your company in this. If your company is actually really doing some shit, oh, and your company's not Ben and Jerry's, let me put that caveat, right? Because Ben and Jerry's been about this life. from jump. But if you think your company, prove me wrong, email me. Tell me I'm wrong. I want to hear about it. I want to acknowledge your company. I want to let them know. I got emails from several of their employees and they are doing amazing. And in fact, let us know so we can apply and bring our black magic to their company. But I'm telling you right now, most of these companies is performative. So don't get your hopes up. Okay. But hey, at least the Sprite team is still mostly black. That should count for something, right? So listen, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email us at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me, and ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. Or, you know, again, if you are with a company and you feel like the people of color there are actually supported, and I mean across the board, not just your little department, okay? Not just that one leader, one manager in the corner over there, one team. I'm talking about the whole company from the top down, from the rooter to the tooter. Let me know, because we need to send more talent that company's way, right? Well, I hope this tea isn't too hot. Honestly, I hope I ain't burned myself. Or if not, we're going to have to really get on this patron page, because I don't know if my CEO of a Fortune 500 company is going to happen after all this shit. But that's okay. As long as you guys are getting value and it's helping you guys to recognize your value and that you have worth and you are worthy, and that all these situations we are all going through, no matter black, white, red, yellow, blue, purple, whatever you are in corporate, everyone goes through bullshit because it's just a playground for the devil. So if this helps you get through your days, if this helps you get your promotions, I don't care if I'm the messenger that gets shot. So until next time, keep it true. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.